Chapter 5. The World Cries. Through newspapers and radio, the eyes of the world were on the ship and its survivors. At first, as the Carpathia traveled back to New York, no messages were sent to the waiting world. Some newspapers, still believing in the unsinkable ship, got the story completely wrong. In their news stories, the Titanic was safe and all the passengers were alive. When the news was finally known, sadness and surprise were felt around the world. 10,000 people were waiting when the Carpathia arrived in New York on the evening of Thursday, April 18th. Through newspapers and radio, the eyes of the world were on the ship and its survivors. Even after the terrible accident, things were very different for first-class and third-class passengers. The survivors from first class were taken to the best hotels in New York. But the passengers from third class were in a new country without any money or clothes or any of their things. Back in the North Atlantic, a ship was picking up dead bodies from the ocean. In the next 6 weeks, 328 bodies were found. The crew of the Mackay Bennett didn't know who most of them were. But they did know John Jacob Astor IV, possibly the richest man in the world. He was carrying a big gold ring, a gold watch, and a lot of money when he died. None of it helped him. In Britain and the United States, people were angry about the disaster. Many questions were asked. Why didn't Captain Smith act on warnings about ice? Why did Bruce Ismay survive when his passengers died? Why didn't the Californian help when they saw rockets? Did a Norwegian fishing ship turn away from the Titanic? Why weren't there lifeboats for all the passengers?